I'm Rita Foley with an AP News Minute. When the Taliban moved into Afghanistan, President Ashraf Ghani fled. We haven't known until now where he went. This morning, the United Arab Emirates says Ashraf Ghani and his family are now there. It is allowing him in for humanitarian reasons, it says. In Afghanistan, at least one person was reportedly killed this morning and six others wounded as the Taliban fired into the air to break up a protesting crowd in Jalalabad. At the airport in Kabul, where many Afghans are trying to fly out of the country,
the U.S. Embassy has relocated to the military side of the airport, where it's coordinating the airlift of diplomats, foreigners, and Afghans who worked with the Americans and now fear reprisal. A total of more than 6,000 U.S. troops are expected to be involved in securing the airport in coming days. The Taliban have taken control of the civilian side. Ben Thomas, Washington.
And I'm Rita Foley.